A little history on the controversy over genetic modification today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Tractor rollovers are one of the most common causes of farm deaths and injuries. One simple device helps reduce the danger significantly, a rollover protective structure. Standard on most new tractors, but they're also available to add to many older tractor models. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Yesterday, you met Nobel Prize-winning scientist Sir Richard Roberts from England, who recently spoke in Canada on the subject of genetic modification. Roberts first got involved in the GM discussion at a symposium in Europe years ago.
I sat for most of the day listening to scientists in Europe saying why it was so difficult to do any work on GMOs in Europe, because every time they got up and talked about it, anti-GMO people, particularly Greenpeace, would come out, they would harass them, they'd interfere with their talk. They were also trying to stop them getting grants. It was just appalling what was happening.
Roberts discovered how effective the anti-GMO movement had become.
I had been asked to go and talk to the European Commission about the future of medicine. Not that I claimed to know very much about what might be going on, but I decided I was going to talk, making the argument that for the people who go to bed hungry at night, food is medicine. And I talked to the European Commission about this. And afterwards, one senator from Italy, a lady, came up to me and she said she'd never heard in Europe what I'd been talking about. And she had been totally anti-GMO. Now she was totally convinced that GMOs were good.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.